Tom and Tony, you can hear in the background during the stream, which I actually like fucked up again. I tried to bring in the stream correctly and then it didn't work, Fenton. You can hear in the background right now, though.
You fucking bum. Oh my God, touchdown Rutgers. First play of second overtime.
Fenton is a Michigan fan. Michigan is very bad at football. Jim Harbaugh probably shouldn't have a job anymore. Before we get into the NFL week of games, we're going to end up seeing live in real time Fenton here freaking out as Michigan loses to Rutgers.
Yes. Yes.
Rutgers. Yes. Rutgers is not good at football.
No. No, they're not.
Neither is Michigan.
No, I think the loser of Rutgers versus whoever they play should just be kicked out of the Big Ten the following week, every single week.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Yeah, hell yeah. Hold on a second. We'll get into this stuff here in a second. Let me go ahead and hit this little bumper before we get into stuff, just so y'all can hear them. Okay, guys, we're going to talk about NFL Week 11. And before we do, I'm going to let you listen to this clip of my confidence that has been shaken to its core. You ready? Are you ready?
We're ready.
You're going to love it.
Been 67 yards passing and 2 interceptions.
Jameis Winston won me $400 Christmas week last year, and I will always love that man.
This is the it's really hard. I like the way Atlanta plays against New Orleans. Atlanta always plays New Orleans tough. Even when it's breeze, even when everybody's healthy, for some reason Atlanta just shows up for those New Orleans games.
Yeah.
I think it's going to happen, which means the Saints are going to win 42-7, but I think it's Atlanta.
I'm taking the Saints. I'm taking them by 10 points. And I think Jameis Winston is your top. I have him in like 3 lineups on DFS this weekend. I'm very, very confident in him.
I hope he throws 4 picks.
He might, but here's the deal. He'll still be your top fantasy quarterback. That man was awesome as a fantasy quarterback last year. The Saints defense is also very good. He's not going to have to force the ball down the field like he did last year with that shitty ass Tampa Bay secondary. Which, here's the thing. Jameis Winston's not starting.
He's not even playing.
He's the backup. I was so confident. Here's the thing. I actually think that's going to come back to bite them in the ass, because I don't believe in and we'll go ahead and just start with that game. Actually, I don't really believe in Taysom Hill because I don't know anything about Taysom Hill.
Okay.
So let's start with that game. So if you guys don't know what we do on the Late Night Ish, Tom and I dick around. And what we do is we pick some games. We look at them and we place like a bet each. And like, do we put real money on it? Probably not. But we look at like some things that maybe you could bet on that we consider, and then we play along. Last week, we'll
breaking
run through
news into the show. Don't ever bet on Michigan.
Yeah, that is breaking news. Don't always bet. Just bet against Michigan. I almost bet the house against them, actually, because I really thought that Rutgers was going to win. And I kind of hate myself. Last week, Tom went 6-1, 2-3. Oh, I think you went 6-6. You went 6-6. I went 4-8. So right now our records are 6-6 and 4-8 in our bets last week. So we didn't look too good, but that's okay because we're going to start again this week. So let's get into it. We'll start with the Atlanta Falcons and the New Orleans Saints game. The Falcons are 3.5-point dogs going in here. Points are set at 49. This is actually a pretty favorable betting game because you can get New Orleans at pretty cheap negative value on Moneyline, -182. It's actually not too bad of a bet, just like straight up bet. But this is going to be the interesting game here. This is going to be the most interesting one, I think, that we pick, because we don't actually know what that offense is going to look like. I'm guessing it's going to be heavy Alvin Kamara, and my bet's going to be based around Alvin Kamara. What are your thoughts on this game?
I think your bet has to be based on Kamara. I think it has to be based on his touches and how many you think he's going to get. Again, Taysom Hill is going to be everybody's favorite tight end this week in FanDuel, so go ahead and do it up. Get your points. I'm taking Atlanta here. I'll take the 3.5.
Okay. You got like Atlanta to cover. Or no. You want them straight up?
No, I'm taking Atlanta plus 3.5.
Atlanta plus 3.5. Okay, Atlanta plus 3.5. I actually really like that. They will probably lose by 3, if that. I'm going to go with Kamara here. I'm going to go with the parlay of Kamara. I am going to take him over on yardage, both receiving and rushing. And I'm going to go very aggressive immediately here in 2 touchdowns.
Ooh.
Because I actually placed that bet today. Because okay. There is no offense. There's no offense outside of Kamara this week. And I don't think Michael Thomas is going to see the ball very much. The Taysom Hill move means that they're like, fuck it. We'll just run Kamara to death. That's how we'll win. We'll run him and we'll pass to him and we'll win games that way.
And is it the worst idea right now?
God, no. God, no. It's like him, Dalvin Cook, and Derrick Henry all like just playing who's rushing ability is better. Like who's the best
Who's hitting 200 first this week? Let's go.
God, these guys are so good. Let's get into another game here. This is a better trap game here. Pittsburgh Steelers are 10.5-point favorites going into Duval. Points are set at 46. There's just not a lot of really great games on this game on this slate of games, but not a lot of great games at all. But anyway, Steelers are 10.5-point favorites. Tell me what your thoughts are on this game. Jacksonville played well last week.
Yeah, they did. I hate this game a lot from a betting standpoint. I'll tell you why. I could see Pittsburgh going into Jacksonville winning by 28, or I could see Jacksonville keeping it within 3. I don't see Pittsburgh winning in that 7-13-point margin area.
Sure.
For that reason, I'll take Jacksonville to cover.
Jacksonville to cover.
Yeah, it pains me. It pains me because I think Pittsburgh's just going to destroy them. It's a lot of points, 10.5.
10.5 is a lot of points. You're damn right it is. That is a lot of points. This is a tough one because I don't want to go just straight up on here, but I don't think that Jacksonville played too well for me to mess with player props on this game. Like, I really don't like this game at all.
No, you're right, though. You're the safest bet, and you can go ahead and do it. It's a smart bet. Is to take Pittsburgh straight up, take your low value here, but if you're picking to win, Pittsburgh's going to help those margins.
The points are set at 46. I'm going to take the under on the points.
Okay. Breaking news into the show. We are now going into triple overtime. The Fighting Rutgers and the Michigan Wolverines. If you had a total of over 84 and a hook, you won.
If Rutgers wins, I will slam my. What's up, Mags? Mags is here on Twitch. Mags is here to listen to American football and say, this is rubbish. Why are we not talking about Premier League, which came back today? Which, honestly, you're probably better off watching Premier League than watching the NFL this week, because, God, these games suck. Anyway, if Rutgers wins, I will finish my ginger beer. It's actually a Kentucky Mule. God damn, I love Kentucky Mules. Bourbon's the best. NFL is rubbish. There you go. There it is. I knew it was coming. Tennessee Titans are 6.5-point dogs going into Baltimore. This line is a real bitch.
Yep. It's sure is. Every bit of it.
That's a real bitch. Points are set at 50.5. That's a real bitch.
Yep.
Fuck this game.
Is Lamar going to show up? That's like the question when you're betting Baltimore right now. What Lamar am I getting? And I never messed with Tennessee because it's, what Tennessee am I getting? I don't fucking know.
What is the weather like in Baltimore? Because that's going to have a huge deal tomorrow. Like that's a huge point here. We saw that Baltimore cannot play in bad weather. We saw that last week. The Patriots beat them. And are the Patriots a good football team?
No, they're not. We had their funeral earlier this year on the show.
The weather tomorrow is actually perfect for football. 56 degrees, 6 miles per hour winds. I mean, it doesn't get much better football weather than that, just to be really honest with you. That's pretty goddamn beautiful weather. What do you think here, man? You looking player props? You betting game line?
But if I had to bet it on the game line aspect of it, I will take Tennessee getting the 6 points. Because again, it's them getting 6 points. So I'll take that in an NFL game.
I'm going to take Tennessee straight up.
Okay.
I'm going to go Tennessee straight up. Tennessee's on a slide right now. I think they've lost like two in a row. I think. I'm not positive. I will tell you this. I did a parlay earlier today that I did a parlay two nights ago, actually. I couldn't sleep, so I just bet because that's healthy. I took the under. 50.5 points is a lot of points in this game. I do not think they touch that game. Fuck it. I'm going to take the under here, too.
Going under.
Yeah, I don't think they're hitting 50.5. I just think Baltimore's defense is too good, and I think their offense is too meh. Take advantage of Tennessee's bad defense.
I don't know. My question is Derrick Henry going to run for, 250? I don't know.
I doubt it. I bet he gets about 70 yards. The Baltimore Ravens defense is incredible.
I mean, they're good. I wouldn't say incredible. That said, they have slowed down the run. That said, Derrick Henry's a different machine. So it'll be interesting. What was your final selection on this? Did you go with Tennessee straight up?
No, I'm going to go with under 50.5. Yeah, I think they're going to touch the points.
All right. Comes a 48-48 double OT thriller in the Baltimore.
Oh, fuck that. Tanner Pruitt here from Radio Techers, who says tune in tomorrow. They will be live tomorrow. Actually, we're going to have a lot of live content tomorrow. So if you guys are watching this on a playback, tomorrow Radio Techers will be live talking about the football. The Premier League is back. And then tomorrow after Survivor Series, Headlock Talk will be reviewing Survivor Series. So if you want to listen to some wrestling shit. And Mag says, Diggin Fenton's matching hat and headphones there. Let me ask you this as a Detroit sports fan, Michigan sports fan, most disappointing, Michigan Wolverine football, Detroit Lion football, or Detroit Pistons, or Detroit Tigers?
Let me say this, and I'll make it very clear. I don't know what I did to deserve the Lions and Michigan in 2020. I mean, Jesus Christ.
The Lions are a shit ton more fun to win, to watch. They've won 4 games.
I'm watching a triple OT thriller versus Rutgers right now. I don't know what you're referring to, not fun to watch. This game's like watching me drop bleach in both my eyes. Let's move on back to the NFL.
This is like the Rutgers in triple overtime playing Michigan this late is like Rutgers in the early 2010s when that program looked like it was turning around and then that coach got hired somewhere else. I don't know. Was it Greg Schiavone? Is that who it was?
Gresciano?
Was that who it was?
He went to Ohio State for a little bit. He's back at Rutgers now.
Oh, well, they're turning it around, baby. Philadelphia Eagles face the Cleveland Browns tomorrow. One side of the ball will be terrible. Philadelphia Eagles are 3-point dogs going into Cleveland, Ohio. Cleveland has played in 2 bad weather games in a row. So we actually don't know what this football team is, and that's what makes it so hard.
But we
don't
know what Philly is.
We do. Don't worry. It's raining again tomorrow in Cleveland. The winds are only 9 miles an hour this time, but it's going to be 47 degrees and raining.
You know how to increase Carson Wentz's QBR? Let's throw some cold rain in there. I'm sure that'll help him.
It is going to be 43 degrees and 13 miles an hour wind. This is another bad weather game in Cleveland. We are never going to know what the Cleveland Browns are.
You know what, though? They have 2 running backs. I will take Cleveland. I will take them to cover.
You're taking them. Okay, Cleveland plus the -3. I like it.
Yeah.
I like it a lot. I'm going to go. The points on this are set at 47. I'm going to go. I'm sticking to points this week, baby.
Oh.
Over 47.
Okay.
That's a stupid bet. I'm going for it.
You're going over? You said 47.
I think Cleveland's going to put up a shit ton of points.
In the bad weather.
Because they have Chubb and Kamara. God damn it. Kareem Hunt now.
Mr. Hunt.
Like, it doesn't matter. They're just going to run it down their throat. And Philadelphia is so bad, they're going to turn the ball over a bunch. Their defense is good. It's like... And I say good because they're in a bad division, kind of, except I think the Giants are actually a good football team now. And I think Washington's not a bad football team. That's another discussion for another day. At what point do the Eagles give up on Carson Wentz, do you think? That's what Tanner asked in the chat.
Probably shortly after Michigan covers the over on this game themselves. However, in realistic, you have to think them into the offseason this year, right? Really have to analyze what they're going to do. Are you going to go all in and try to give him more pieces? Or are you just done at this point and we're going to look to move on? Philly's going to have a really, really rough time the next 3 to 4 years, no matter which plan they take.
Yeah, Philly's going to – it's because that's what happens when you give Carson Wentz $100 million and you don't even know if he's worth it or not. I mean, you did it to yourself.
Yeah.
I really wish I was excited about any of these games. Here's one game that I'm actually very interested in. And it's weird to be interested in this game, but I think it's a pretty decent – I think it'll be a decent game. Cincinnati Bengals, they're 1.5-point dogs going into Washington. Washington's only getting 1.5, and the points are set at 47. This is another fuck-you game. Like, this is just another straight-up, like, as a gambler, this is a game where it's like you kind of want to bet this game. What's up, Cam? He says he said, how do, Buckaroos? Did Tennessee win? Is that why he's so excited? I'm guessing they didn't win. I don't know who they played.
I do not know.
Anyway, the Bengals are 1.5-point dogs going into this. I hate this game a lot.
Yep.
I hate this game from a betting standpoint. I think like actual viewership, though, Fenton, I think it's going to be a good one. But like Cam said, it's a stay-away game as a gambler. A daily fantasy, I think it's a great game to play people in. Like Terry McLaurin should have a good game. Antonio Gibson should have a good game. Alex Smith will throw for 300 yards. Joe Burrow will probably have a good game. T. Higgins will have a good game. Tyler Boyd will have a good game. Michigan just lost, didn't they?
No, they're getting stuffed on 4th and goal from the 1.
Ah.
Like, let me get, okay. This was a third down play from the 6. A QB draw to the right.
Yeah.
No
hell
motion,
yeah.
No movement, no sweep.
Nice. Fuck yeah. Go blue. Wolverines up or whatever the fuck you guys stay up there.
We don't have anything crazy like that. Give me the under on this game at 47, by the way. I think
under 47. I think
Jumbo Joe's gonna have a real hard time with Washington's front 4.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's fair.
And then I don't think very much of Washington in general. So that's where my decision is on the under of the point total.
Yeah. So Cam and I talked about this on the preview show earlier this week. I actually do think quite a bit about the Washington football team. I think they're pretty good. I think they're a pretty decent football team. I don't think they're awesome by any chance. There's nothing. I'm not going to tell you they're an awesome football team, right? But I think that they're a fine football team. I think they're good enough to handle Cincinnati. If I was going to bet this one, I'm going to be aggressive and stupid about it because this is fake money that I'm not putting actual money on. And I would actually tease that Washington football team line to 7. I will tease Washington up to 7. I just think they're a better football team. I think Alex Smith is going to have a really good game. Antonio Gibson's going to run all over that defense.
Can I ask you a football question, folks out there listening? It's overtime. You have the ball on the goal line, and it's 4th and goal. Do you kick the field goal, or do you attempt to use your fullback and run up the middle?
You run up the middle.
Yeah, but the field goal is going to put you ahead, and then your defense can then hold them, and you win.
No. You play like you're going to lose your job after this game anyway. Moving on.
That's how Jim's coaching it, baby. Woo!
Here's a fun game with a shit line, too. The Patriots are 2-point favorites going into Houston tomorrow.
Yeah.
Vegas is all of a sudden a big fan of the Patriots because of what they did last week. There's nothing about now, not to discount that win. That was a really good win for New England that they needed badly. They needed that win badly if they want to make the playoffs. Are they 2 points better than Houston? Probably. is their defense magically better, though? Or was it just bad weather?
I'll tell you this about this game. This is exactly what Vegas thinks. The game opened at Houston minus three. Okay, and then it went to New England minus two.
Yeah, it didn't move much.
What's that?
It didn't move much.
It moved 5 points. It opened at Houston minus three. It's minus two. Yeah, no, you're fine. But again, when the line opened, it was before the Patriots game, like you had mentioned. They played better. That probably had a lot to do with it. This is one of the few games where, in real life money dollars, I am taking Houston this week.
Yeah.
I have to. New England hasn't shown me anything, and they're going on the road. And I keep telling myself, Tony, at one point, Deshaun Watson is just going to get it together with all the wide receivers there, and they're all going to field day. Could it be against this New England defense? I think it could. I don't think they're very good.
They are among. So I looked at the matchup earlier when I did the DFS show that I recorded, which y'all can check that video out if you're interested. It is down in the YouTube chat. It wasn't live, so if you're watching this on Twitch, we do have. So we have stuff that goes pre-recorded that goes on YouTube, and then we have live stuff that's on multiple channels. So if you want to catch everything, you need to subscribe to YouTube. But if you want to see live stuff and only live stuff, then stay here, twitch.tv/shootsportsish. Follow there. If you're watching on YouTube anyway, hi, hello, love you. Anyway, they are like 29th against the rush and the pass, and they are middle of the pack in, actually, I'm sorry. They are top 10 against the pass, but really bad against the run is what the Patriots defense is. I'm not sure.
That was with a healthy secondary, which is not right now. And I don't know the availability of Mr. Gilmore tomorrow.
I was actually about to look that. Stephon Gilmore. Let me look him up. Stephon Gilmore is, I think I spelled his name wrong. I did. Stephon Gilmore. Patriot injury. He is optimistic that he will play.
And again, I get optimistic, okay? It's probably likely. All those things being said, I don't like that he's a possibility. It means he's probably not 100% to go.
Yeah.
I just feel the rest of that New England secondary is worse than not good. And without him, it's where I think the receivers on Houston, as long as they spread the ball out, can beat up that New England defense. I do.
Yeah, it depends on what Will Fuller does against Stephon Gilmore. He's going to be covered by him. But Brandon Cooks will probably have a very nice game. I'm playing him in a couple of DFS lineups. Points are set at 48.5. I'm going to go over 48.5. Sure I am. I'm going to stay with points most this week.
Okay.
I put an under parlay in that I'll reveal when we get there, but I'm going to go over 48.5 because I'm not confident on who's going to win. On Symbol this week, apparently, by the way, a little tidbit about the Eagles, symbol.app, check them out. Let them know Shoot Sports Ish sent you. They have a little code there for you. So on Symbol, the Eagles had a 9% drop this week in their stock value. It's not enough. Drop it harder. Drop it harder. Drop it faster. Let's move on to Detroit Lions.
We have Lions. Breaking news into the show before we discuss the Detroit Lions. The Michigan Wolverines have defeated the Fighting Rutgers.
What is
48-42, the Scarlet Knights. 48-42 in triple overtime.
Oh, here we go.
More breaking news into the show. Don Brown has officially been fired. He will not, and I repeat, he will not be on the bus back to Michigan.
Your Detroit Lions are 2-point favorites going into Carolina tomorrow, but there are zero weapons for Matthew Stafford. DeAndre Swift's out. Kenny Galladay's out. Who's the other white guy?
The ghost of Danny Amendola's out.
Sorry, I just forget the white receivers, man. Like, him and Julian Edelman are not the same, but they're the same kind of.
No, him and Chris Hogan were like the same.
Him and Chris Hogan are like the same. God damn, is that true?
Yeah. So listen, here's my question. Who in Vegas, what did the Lions do to be favored at any point in life, number one? Carolina opened at minus two because Christian McCaffrey was optimistic to play, and then he was not. Line then flipped, obviously, like you said, Detroit minus two.
Yeah.
Man, they don't have enough weapons tomorrow. And I'm going into this week, even a little bit healthy, I thought no problem without McCaffrey. Like, yeah, the Lions are just a better team. You take away all those weapons, and you have Matt Stafford on a, you know, breaking news again, not really, a mechanical thumb on his throwing hand. Yikes. I mean, those torn ligaments will catch up to him holding the football eventually. I just don't know if it's going to come tomorrow or later on in the season.
I am... So I'm big on the Panthers because I think they're better than their record by a lot. The points on this are set at 46.5, which I actually think is low. I like, I'm sticking with points, so my bet's going to be over 46.5 just because that's my trend this week, right? Neither defense can stop anybody. It doesn't really matter to me that the Lions don't have as many weapons. Not having DeAndre Swift is probably a bigger deal to me than not having Kenny Golladay, just my opinion on that. But I still think they can beat the Panthers. Like, I don't think this Lions team is bad. I just don't think they're a playoff team.
So if you think this Lions team is beating the Panthers, is it safe to say you're big on Adrian Peterson in fantasy this week?
I mean, yeah. I think you can play AP. And I think Detroit's trading at 21.25 right now. I think that there's a future there for the Lions. I don't know, man. It's just really hard for me to put my finger on how I feel about the Detroit Lions. I just don't think they're a bad football team. I just don't think they're particularly good. But yeah, I think Kenny Golladay, Matt Stafford, and Adrian Peterson, I think, should have fine fantasy days. Don't play any defense.
I know you can't put your finger on the Detroit Lions, but I can. We'll move forward.
But no, you didn't. What's your bet?
I'm taking Carolina plus two.
Taking Carolina plus two. Okay. Cam says this Lions team is better than anything Tom says.
Cam, I invite you to the lovely city of Detroit. When COVID is done, we'll check out a Lions game, and you can talk to everybody there, and you'll understand the deep, passionate love and hatred for this football team.
I think that maybe Michiganders are just fucking sad people because you guys live on ice. Like, literally, the state of Michigan is a frozen goddamn glove.
See, but the funny thing is, it's like the nicest people, though. Like, you go anywhere and everyone's super friendly and happy and excited. It's just kind of when you start talking the sports teams, everyone's just miserable. And
tell you, as a Texan, I will never believe that anyone in the Midwest or the Northeast is nicer than a Texan.
Okay, the Northeast, no. I just said here. I don't want to make any more Northeast comments.
Texans are so nice, man. Like, we invite you over for barbecue and free COVID.
See?
Like, that's what we do here.
You're like, just giving out the gifts.
That's right. Don't hide it. Provide it, baby.
You were telling everybody, look, 10 years ago when I said I give you an invisible present, well, I invented it. Here you are. All right.
The barbecue is basically just like a smallpox blanket. The Miami Dolphins are only 3.5-point favorites over the Denver Broncos. It is because it's in Mile High. And they're the most true and consistent thing ever in the NFL is if you were playing in Mile High, you can and might lose. Like, there is a very good chance you're losing, and it doesn't really matter how good you are. That Cowboys team from a few years ago that was awesome when Dak first started and took over for Romo, they were running over everyone, and I will never forget that Dallas Cowboys team going in and just getting beaten by a bad Broncos team.
You know, I would say I'm with you, especially this season, if, number one, they had fans. They don't. If number two, Melvin Gordon looked like a football player and he hasn't in the last 2 weeks, not under my good advisement, I'm going to take Miami to cover.
I hate that.
All right, that's fine. I didn't like having to do it, but I really thought about this game and I can't trust that Denver team at all.
Earlier this week, I felt really, really good about the Miami Dolphins at 3.5 points favorites. I thought, hey man, like, that's a good line. They will probably win. That seems reasonable. They'll win by that much. I think they'll win. I think they're only winning by three, though. I'm taking the Dolphins to cover. I'm taking the Broncos to cover. I'm taking Broncos plus 3.5. It is easy to me. No, there aren't any fans. Whatever. Sure. Whatever. I don't care. That doesn't mean anything to me.
Right.
While there are no fans, there is still altitude.
I get it. The air is still there. No doubt.
The air is still there. The air won't go away. And it doesn't really matter that there are no fans because there haven't been anywhere else. And every other team's been struggling with them. Like they've lost every game by like single digits, except like, I think they lost to the Raiders and the Chiefs by double digits.
It's fair.
Now I will tell you this. If Tua goes in, has a great game a Mile High, I will take back everything I said about him. I will believe in Tua. If Tua can win this game handedly and has a 200-yard, 2-touchdown game, it doesn't have to be a lot because it's Mile High. I will take back I will believe in him. If he can win this game, 200, 250 yards, couple touchdowns, maybe about 20, 30 yards on the ground. I'm like, I don't need anything crazy. I don't think those are crazy stats. That will make me believe in him because this environment is so hard to win in because of the altitude and the travel. I will take back everything I think about to a Tagovailoa.
Okay.
I think that's fair. That's a fair barometer.
No, it's not. It's Denver. It's not.
All right. Well, you say that. The Jets, J-E-T-S, suck.
Wait, they're still playing?
They sure are. They're winning tomorrow. 9.5-point dogs going into Los Angeles playing the Chargers. The Chargers
are winning.
Sure are. Yes, I think that if they're going to win this week, they're beating the Chargers. I took an underdog bet this weekend, and I parlayed the Jets, the Texans, and I think the Washington football team. Sure did. I took all three. I took all three of those. I think that the Jets win tomorrow. The Chargers
comments from Tony are not endorsed by Shooting the Sports Dish. Anything he just say cannot be held against us. Did you just say those three in that? Holy cow.
Here's the thing. The Texans and the Washington football team parlaying as underdog wins is really not that crazy. Adding the Jets is what makes it a crazy bet.
That's the whole point. It's the all three. It's the combo of the parlay.
Correct. The Jets are winning tomorrow. The Chargers defense can't stop anybody. They will get up by 16 points, and Joe Flacco will win that game.
Make sure you clip this 10 seconds for next week.
Sure. Probably sure am.
I don't like the point spread, though. I'm not confident the Chargers can cover it. I feel the Chargers are going to win. I will take them straight up to win.
Chargers money is at 435. You would not make very much.
No, you would not.
Jets is plus 370, though.
They're bad.
They're bad.
Yes, they are.
They did put up 27 points on that defense, and Joe Flacco looked pretty good against Patriots. And you know that's true.
I will say that the Flacco-led Jets look better than the Darnold-led Jets.
And that's who's playing tomorrow. J-E-T-S, win, win, win. And then they'll lose out. So this will be their one win. They're not going to go 0-16. They're not quite that bad. And the Chargers aren't very good. The Chargers are just not. Justin Herbert's good. The rest of the team's not. Oh, sorry. Keenan Allen's awesome. Whatever the Williams guy first name is. Can't remember his name. He's good. Mike Williams, I think, is his name. Receiver.
Mike.
Let's get into the next game here. Green Bay Packers are 1.5-point dogs going to Indianapolis.
Yeah.
The points on this are set at 51.5, and I don't understand the points at all on this one.
Well, I can tell you where Vegas came from on this. Game open, Green Bay minus 2.5. Line moved to Indy minus 1.5, as you stated. Jeez. It was proof that Vegas believes in that Indianapolis defense and that they can shut people down. Because not only did that move, the game over-under on points also moved. So when we're looking at this, it almost seems like that's where Vegas thought. However, Green Bay has done me wrong at least three times this year, taking me right to the woodshed on vets, right? I have more faith in them than apparently they're worth. I do not see at any point how Phil Rivers beats Aaron Rodgers when I break down the science.
Okay.
Tomorrow. For those reasons alone, I will take Green Bay and the 1.5. I need nothing else involved.
You're going to take Green Bay 1.5.
Plus the 1.5, yep.
So plus 1.5 is pretty cheap too. Minus 110. That's not a bad bet. Realistic bet. Them straight up money line is plus 110, which is a nicer bet. But yeah, I mean that's something that you said.
I don't trust Indy's offense at all. So again, I know the defense is good, but if Rodgers is going to pound that defense all game, how much can they actually hold up?
So this was part of my under parlay. I did a parlay of under 51.5. I just don't think they can get to those points.
No, I agree.
I think that's too many points. I don't really understand why. Like, I don't believe in the Packers defense, but I don't believe in the Colts offense, and I believe in the Colts defense.
Right.
So I just do that parlay. By the way, I placed a few parlays. I'll give them to you here. I'm sorry. I took the Cincinnati Bengals, the Atlanta Falcons, and the New York Jets in a parlay. You laugh now. I'm going to win that shit.
We'll see. I mean, they're not crazy. There's a lot of tough games this week. A lot of tough games. There's no gimmies.
There's zero gimmies. No, there are not. I took an under parlay too, but where's that bitch at? It's not showing here. Oh, because I placed in the last 24 hours, last 3 days. The under parlay I placed was under 45 points Dolphins and Broncos, under 46.5 Jets and Chargers, under 51.5 Packers and Colts, and then under 48.5 Los Angeles Rams and Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That Jets Chargers game will go over, and that'll be what fucks the parlay up. But
probably. Looking at the last game this week, though, right? So there's Dallas and Minnesota. I'm sorry. I'm looking at Dallas and Minnesota just off the get.
Yeah.
So Dallas, Minnesota opened at -9.5 for Minnesota. And people were betting on Dallas. And because it moved all the way to back. Yeah, because it moved to -7. That has to be their thought in Dallas, and it has to be the thought within the betting line.
Sure.
That being said, is this Dallas defense going to stop Dalvin Cook?
No.
Right.
No. No. So
while Kirk Cousins is bad, and while Andy Dalton's is not very good, Zeke isn't. I mean, I understand it says Elliott in the back of his jersey, but he hasn't played this season. You know, as soon as Dax got hurt, Zeke left his jersey. He went on the stay-at-home COVID list.
It was crazy because he actually had it and recovered from it.
Right? He just decided to leave the last himself at home.
All right.
Give me the easy bet for me in this game is I would take Minnesota straight up.
Okay.
I don't feel extremely confident with them covering the 7. If it was 6.5, I would. But if I had to bet another way, I would bet Minnesota -7, but I will take them straight up.
I'm going to go more aggressive.
Oh, baby.
I'm teasing Minnesota -10.
Okay. You think a throttling.
I think that the Dallas Cowboys are terrible. I don't think that their O-line is good. I think their defense is pitiful. I think Dalvin Cook will probably run for 150 yards and 2 touchdowns and add another 25 to 40 yards in the air. I think Kirk Cousins is going to throw for 300 yards and 2 touchdowns and maybe 2 picks as well. That'll make it look like the game's interesting. The Minnesota Vikings will play good enough football for most of the game that it will not make any sense at all that they are not up by 21.
Yeah.
That's how I think the Minnesota Vikings are actually playing very well. I think that Monday night football game, terrible game, terrible football game. Great win for Minnesota because that is a tough defense they played. Yeah. The offense is trash, but their offense didn't play well. Kirk Cousins did throw those 2 touchdowns to Adam Thielen, who looks like he might be coming back. There is no way that the Cowboys can stop that offense, man. Adam Thielen.
Really good on Minnesota?
Huh.
A quarterback.
Yes, it would.
Yep.
They have to move on from Kirk Cousins at some point. If they move on from Kirk Cousins and God forbid get Deshaun Watson.
I'm glad you thought of Deshaun before I did so you could bring him up. Like, When are they making that phone call?
I mean, they won't. Bill O'Brien's gone, so they won't get him.
Right.
Like, they'll get somebody. They'll, like, somehow, some way, they'll wind up with somebody. I really wish that they had just been a bad football team all year so they could draft Trevor Lawrence.
Oof, I don't.
Or Justin Fields.
Because they would be really good for a long time. Like, not so much Justin Fields, but Trevor Lawrence, yeah.
Imagine, well, you would never admit that they would be good with Justin Fields because he's a butt guy.
I feel Justin Fields makes as many bad decisions as Kirk Cousins does.
He almost lost that game against Indiana from his bad decisions today, to be fair.
Sure did. Scares the hell out of me.
I really wish there had been a bizarro world, or there was one where, like, Trevor Lawrence ends up being the quarterback for the Minnesota Vikings, and you guys just have to deal with him throwing to Adam Thielen and Justin Jefferson for the next 10 years with Dalvin Cook. They would throttle people. It would be awesome.
I mean, at least there'd be a team in the NFC, you know, North that somebody can watch and trust and believe in, because Green Bay's past that hill.
That's true. The Chiefs are 7.5-point favorites over the Las Vegas Raiders. How that line's moved a bunch. How much
this
is that line?
This line is tricky, 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 tricky. It opened at Kansas City -6.5. Went to Kansas City -7, went to Kansas City -7.5. It is actually trending to go to -8 in a couple locations. I don't necessarily know if it'll hit. It's -8 at a couple of the online sites already, but the Vegas odds still have it at -7.5. The craziest part about this game is the over-under. The over-under of this game opened at 69.5 for some reason.
Because they combined for 72 last time.
I get it. That over-under has dropped all the way to 57.
It's in a dome, so I don't know why that would drop that much.
Because what happened was they assumed the same point total as you, set the line there, and the bettor said, nah. And then enough money came in the under, which it kept dropping. Needless to say, I have been one of those people who have not believed in the Raiders all year, and they've proved me wrong many, many times.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
I think this Kansas City team is missing something. They're missing some it factor from the outside, not the inside, not from the star position. Just all those character players need to step it up a little bit more. I hate the spread of 7.5, but I don't want the easy route of saying Kansas City straight up. I will take Kansas City. I will lay the 7.5, although I think it's a trap.
I just can't see Kansas City losing twice in a row to this team, but that right. I hate Kansas City 7.5. I think they win this game, and I think they're in control for most of it, but they're in control 3 to 7 points the whole game. Like, I don't 100%. Think they're not going to be 14 points up. I think Vegas is too good.
I think the question becomes, are they going to get any points in those garbage time to make it go over the 7?
I don't think there is garbage time. I think that Derek Carr will have the ball in his hands, with about 3 or 4 minutes to go, and he'll just not get there. He'll throw a pick, or they'll just get stopped on 4th and short or something will happen, and then they'll just have to run.
So then they send the ball to Kansas City, who is up 7. They still have 3 timeouts. Kansas City kicks field goal, go up 10. That's all I was talking about, like that trash last few points that you don't necessarily need. Where they get tricky going over 7, though. I don't like that.
What you're saying they're missing in Kansas City is a run game. That's what they're missing. They just don't have a very good run game. But their defense is pretty good. And of course, their passing offense is stupid. I think that, like you say, on the outside, I don't agree with you at all on that. I think they're fine on the outside. I think Sammy Watkins has been hurt for the majority of this year.
He has. And with the addition of that, the inconsistencies of Tyreek, by that, it's not his fault. I'm just saying when he gets targeted, he's okay. When he doesn't, they're a different team. You can blame Mahomes, or you can blame him on getting open.
Yeah.
Neither here nor there. You mentioned a running game. How good would the Mr. Hunt look on this Kansas City team right about now?
He sure would, but there's a good reason why they let him go.
Yeah, I get everything about that, but it has to hurt yourself inside that you did the right thing. You could see him play on Sunday somewhere else.
It does. I think that's fair. I think that that's a really good point. It still makes sense that they let him go when they had to.
No, there's no doubt. I didn't, that wasn't the nature of where I was going with it. I just sort of meant Boned and all that. And that's the exact kind of running back they need. They need a just bruiser who can wear down linebackers and a line. So when Edwards-Helaire can get the ball, they're already worn down and he can get open more.
Right. No, I'm with you. I'm cool with that. I am going to take Las Vegas plus 7.5.
Okay.
I just don't think they lose by that much. I know they won by 8 points. I just think the Raiders are pretty good. This is a tricky game because you got Missouri and then they're coming to, you got Missouri here and they're coming to Nevada. So, I mean, there is some travel involved. There's no home fans, obviously. That doesn't, but the travel still makes a difference. That's still a lot of travel. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
I think that they're going to cover that spread. I don't think the Chiefs are 7.5 point favorites better than the Raiders. I think they are definitely better than the Raiders. I just know that they're 7.5 points favorite, at least not tomorrow without Sammy Watkins because he's out again.
Yeah, that's a concern. I agree with you. I made my bet, but I agree with you. Yep.
And Edwards-Helaire has been kind of like, he looked so impressive against the Texans.
Yeah.
But I don't know that he's been very impressive to me since.
You know what? I think it is. And I think he's putting all the effort in, right?
Yeah.
But I think the size, as we get further into the season, it's going to wear on that body. And it's going to wear harder than guys that are a little bigger. It's just facts.
Right.
I think we're starting to see that now in an NFL season as opposed to college. And I think it's something he can get over, but it's something his body's probably not used to.
Sure. Yeah, no, I think that's fine. Anyway, that's our picks. We'll see how it goes. Again, Tom went 6-4 last week. I went 4-8, so I didn't do very well. But I went really aggressive. Like, I was all over player props last week, which actually reflects how bad I am at betting NFL because I just bet player props all of the time. I've got to stop doing that. Anyway, that's our stuff for this week. So we would love for you guys, if you could, if you're watching this on YouTube, go ahead and hit that subscribe button here. We'll type it out for you. Look at that typewriter. That's me. I'm typing it right now.
Boom.
Yeah, I know. I'm impressive.
Yeah, for sure.
It takes a lot to be this way. You guys see down here on the bottom, follow us on all social media platforms at Shoot Sports Ish. Also, do us a favor and get confused by the double banners and go to shootingthesportsish.com. We have so much content right now. It is kind of amazing. Like, not to toot our own horns, but I mean,
it's huge.
But seriously, we started this site. Oh, when did we start the site? Tom, like not too long, like 3 months ago.
Yeah, about 12 weeks ago. Yeah, 3 months ago, 14 weeks ago, something. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it wasn't too long ago. So we started it not too long ago. We have 161 articles that we've already put up here. Lots of content out for you guys. We crank out betting, fantasy football, opinions, previews, recaps from everything, man. And we have a NHL show coming up that's going to be on the network. We have a college football show. Cam and I we'll be doing college basketball, NBA offseasons coming up. So there's just a lot of stuff that's going to be going on. And because we are covering all sports and pro wrestling, there is never a reason why you shouldn't be checking us out. We have a lot of people. I want to say we probably have about 25 contributors right now.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of contributors. So I think that you guys should, I think that sincerely, and not just because of my content or Fenton's content, but there's a lot of really talented people that are on this network doing great things. Cam is awesome. At the Sports Market, Radio Techers does a great job with football, even though I have no idea what they're talking about. Teddy, who joins Fenton, does an awesome job for NFL recaps. And live or pre-recorded, we got you covered. So please check out shootingthesportsish.com. Sign up for our mailing list. It'll be on the right-hand side. Subscribe to all of our channels. And you know, COVID will fuck off probably sometime in the next year and shit will get real fun again. And, it'll be awesome if you can hang out with us while we do that. Anything you want to say before we get out of here?
Again, I think you hit on it. I just wanted to say thank you for everyone and their contributions over at Shooting Sports Ish, for all their articles, for all their videos, for all their help, for me bothering them. Just basically everyone. Thank you. Thank you to anyone who's listening. You know, we appreciate all the feedback that we've had in the short time. And without your feedback, we can't get better and we can't move forward. So thank you. Tony, I'm ready for this NFL week, though. I think the games will be better than what we just bet. So hopefully we'll see how it goes tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll see. I'm not excited about this NFL weekend. I don't think it's going to be a great game. What a great week of games. There's just, and we could be wrong. Like every time you say that there's going to be a bad week of the NFL, then it's like, oh shit, it's still the NFL, guys. Like, these guys are still really good football players. Hey, you're stupid. These are going to be great games. Like the Jets and Chargers game will end up being like the best game of the weekend, and everyone will be like, what the fuck is this shit? Like, that's how that shit goes sometimes. But yeah, it'll be interesting. Most importantly, college basketball is back on Wednesday, and you know who's in the headliner?
Is that you?
Hey, Sick'em Bears, number one Baylor, or number two, depending on the whatever. Top three Baylor is facing Arizona State. That's a top 15 matchup. First fucking night of the season. Then night two, Gonzaga and Kansas, a top 10 matchup. Fuck me up. College basketball is the best sport. Fight me.
I have a question for you regarding college basketball. Yeah, normally I ask this off the show. No, yeah, we'll bet it. Do you feel these college games they'll have to structure differently from a scheduling standpoint after the first week or two once they get it all figured out?
Yeah, probably. It's gonna be hard to keep up with two or three games when you're traveling all over the place.
Yes, that was my thought. I was wondering if they'd go to weekend games where they do two games in a weekend, kind of instead of Tuesday, Friday, that sort of thing. But we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, I'm interested to see how it goes, but I think it'll be fine. I think it'll work better than college football. I mean, college football has worked actually better than the NFL, arguably.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
Yeah, no, I mean,
it's hard because there's so many more players and so many more teams.
There's so many more players. You're getting mostly factual information as opposed to the NFL, where I don't really know. Like, let's be honest, who really... Really? He already passed two negative tests? Okay, send him back out then.
Hey, but you know what, though? Like, we're off on a tangent now. We're supposed to end the show, but whatever. You guys are still listening here. You like us, so who cares? But, like, you say that, but I went and got... I mean, it sucks in the fucking frozen glove that you live in, but I got tested twice last week, and I knew both results in 3 days.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. You want results in 3 days? Here, you can take three different rapid tests, and you'll have them all in 3 days, and they'll probably all be different. But if you want a PCR test here, 5 to 7, I think we're hitting.
I had friends this week that got tested twice. They knew in like 2 days.
I'm gonna guess it didn't take you 4.5 hours to get a test either.
How long did it take me? It might have taken me 30 minutes combined.
Yeah.
Howdy, y'all. I'm from Texas.
Yeah.
So anyway, let's get on out of here. I will talk to you guys later. Appreciate you guys checking out the show. We'll see you next time.